Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Mike's on. He's ready to go.
On the Fan.
New York Sports Radio.
Mike's on. Mike's on.
All right, a little after 2 o'clock, we welcome in the most popular figure in all the years of the Fan. That's, of course, Don Mattingly, who joins us now. Don, welcome. How are you?
Good, Mike. How are you?
Good, thank you very much. Nice of you to join us today. How are things going?
They're going pretty good. I can't complain at all, to be honest with you. I'm probably as excited about being a part of something that I ever have been with what's going on down in Miami right now.
Yankee South. I mean, the Jeter-Mattingly combination teaming up down there to build a baseball team. Be fun to watch.
I'll tell you what, it's going to be fun. I'm excited to be a part of this team with Derek. And, you know, the way, you know, through our meetings and what we're trying to do and what we're trying to build and where we're trying to go, I think we're going to be an organization that is going to be a fun team to watch, but also one that's going to be sustainable for a long time.
Is there a lot of, are you guys looking to bring a lot of what you learned and experienced with the Yankees to this team? Is that the idea, or is it something newer than that?
I think it's just a matter of doing things right and building something, having a plan, sticking with it, doing it with integrity, doing it with class, doing it with, the way, I know I try to handle myself. I watch Derek's career, how he handled himself. It's all about excellence. It's all about doing things right, the process of, going about winning and building the team. And it's what you expect from your players. It's really exciting right now.
Well, you two obviously left that indelible mark with the Yankees with what you did and the way you did carry yourself, and then the way he followed right up behind you and what he did for the years he was here. So there was a lot of similarities in the way you both handled yourselves.
Well, appreciate that. And I guess also congratulations to you. It sounds like you're going to...
Yeah, I'm getting ready. I'm getting ready. Yes, I am. So after 30 years, I'm ready to, to see what else is going on. So, yes, I got a couple of days left. So we wanted to get a lot of the people who have been so important to the city over the last 30 years. Obviously, you're on that list. And probably, it's funny, you were part of I said to the folks yesterday, you were part of the first real passionate sports argument ever on this station, which was this Mattingly-Clark thing that went on forever. And it was funny, we were looking at it yesterday. You guys had incredibly comparable careers when you look at the final numbers. I don't know if you ever it's amazing how close they are.
I have not, but you just go about your business, you play your career out, and there's guys that seem like that you match up with.
It's true. And, it's funny, you both had, enormous starts and really big moments in your career, as you both did. Tell me about down there, first of all, the idea of this whole Stanton thing. I know it's tricky. I mean, I know you can't talk about what's going to happen to him, but how about the year he had last year, watching that? You had great years. You've been around a lot of great players. How about the season he had last year?
It was incredible. And it was incredible to watch. It got to the point where you're just like, it's like he's hitting one every day, and none of them are cheap. And, we got on a little run there at second half, and then we got it going, he was a huge part of that. And I think what people don't realize about him is this guy is a good defender. He's really no maintenance as far as a manager. He comes to the ballpark, he gets ready to play. So he had a tremendous year and was fun to watch.
He did. And, you got some very good players on that team. And Yelich's a good player. Asuna had a big year last year. You got some guys who really are good players on that team. And Yelich is a very good young player.
Very good. And we didn't match right. We didn't have our pitching didn't match our players. And that's the unfortunate thing, I think, of what went on, is that we had a pretty good core group of position players. Or we do. I shouldn't say we did. a core group of position players. Losing Jose really put a damper on our pitching, because I mean, it's not only it's one guy, but it's one of the elite guys. It was one of the elite guys in baseball pitching wise.
Yeah, a guy who anchors only, your staff, a guy who anchors your whole staff,
anchors it and leads it, yep. and energizes that fan base and just your team. The way he goes about it was just special, and there's not many of them out there, and that really hurt us.
You know, we're talking with Don Mattingly, of course. Is that area, will it ever really embrace, you know, everyone thinks about, you got a lot of retired people, you got a lot of ex-New Yorkers, you got a lot of all the stuff that goes on there weather-wise and retirement and all the opportunities outside. Will that area really embrace a baseball team if you give them the right team?
You know, I guess it's one that it's hard for me to answer, because we really haven't, you know, we've given them glimpses of the right team. But it's going to be a job for Derek and the ownership to build that trust down there in that fan base. And I think we have to embrace our community. I mean, it's winter ball down there.
Yep.
And it's what it should be. It's got to be fun. It's got to be loud. It's got to be a party. And I think that's what I think Derek and the new ownership have an understanding, is that we've got to make this fun. It's got to be a ballpark that feels like winter ball, where the drums are going, the music's going. It's going to be different, that's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, listen, when the Heat were good and you had LeBron down there, they jumped into that, so they like that. You know, so they've had their moments, and the Dolphins, when they were great, they love that team down there. So they will, when you give them the right product, maybe they'll buy in. Everyone's just worried about the idea of whether they would, at that time of year, jump into the baseball. But we'll wait and see. You couldn't have two guys with better reputations or better backgrounds to run it. So it's going to be fun to watch you two team up.
Well, again, Mike, I'm excited about it. I think, you know, what we're trying to do and where we want to go, and you know, basically Derek laying out a plan of how we're going to get there, and you feel confident with him. Everything he does is touched, goes the right way. You just feel confident that we're going to have a plan, stick to the plan, and this thing is going to work.
Has anything he's given you surprised you? Are you surprised by his views or not, or are they what you expected?
No, I think it's been expected. There hasn't been a huge, you know, we've had our meetings, and he's got his plate full right now. I mean, it's happening. I'm sure it's happening quick with everything that's gone on from the, you know, obviously the end of the season till now. But again, you have that confidence that, you know, there's going to be for him, you have a lot going on, new baby, new team, lots of stuff happening, but you know the learning curve is going to be quick. He's going to make the adjustments. He's going to figure it out. He's going to get it the way he wants it. And, you know, that's obviously not going to happen overnight, but we're very confident that it is going to get where number one, his vision is for it to go, but that we all want it to go.
You know, everyone knows you now, obviously, and the younger fans as the manager. They might not, some of them might not have even had a chance to see, you know, what a great player you were and the career you had here. But, it's amazing the reaction and the connection you had with the fans. I mean, it's unique. Even players, and it doesn't matter, it's such a rare thing. It's very special. I mean, the fans, you and the fans had this relationship that is one of the more unique ones I've ever seen all the time I've been here in New York. You know that? I mean, it's special and it's unusual. The fans just, they love you to an incredible extent. I mean, and you know this, you've seen it a million times, but it never changes. It never wavers. Even when I've seen you at events and stuff like that, it's still the same reaction. It's amazing how they treat you.
It is amazing to me, Mike. I'm so appreciative, and I can't tell you, you know, just still going back to the city, I love going into New York, still seeing people that recognize you and getting a chance to talk with people. You know, again, I love playing there. I don't know what it was. It was, for me, I think it was the perfect place because I love to compete, but I didn't need attention, but the attention came just from competing and playing your game. And I think people appreciated that. In New York, I tried to be a non-excuse making non-complaining. Just go out and play and get ready to play every day and give the people what they want to see.
Well, you did whatever the connection was, and I think, you know, you came along at a time when they, you know, were looking for a star, and you obviously produced one on a very high level. I mean, we all know, had your back not, you know, gone out on you and gone to that extent, you know, you would have had a career that would have been, without question, a Hall of Fame career. There was, I mean, you were on your way there in a big way. But even the later years, you still, it was just remarkable. The reaction and just the relationship you had was, it's an amazing one. For some, you struck a chord with them that is very unusual. It really is. And one that I've always said is very powerful. It's I've always said it to people. People have no idea how strong that is between you and the fans, and it's never wavered.
Well, again, it's for me, it's been special, you know, through those years playing. Anytime I come back there, when I fly in, when my wife and I head in, we feel like, you know, you feel like you're coming home. And that's, you know, obviously unusual for a kid from Indiana, who's from a fairly small town, but coming to New York, it feels like home every time I come back.
Well, listen, thanks for a couple of minutes. It would be fun to watch you guys this year. Thanks for all the years you came on the show and everything, and good luck this year with your ball club. It's going to be fun to watch you and Derek team up down there.
Thanks, and hey, congratulations on an obviously awesome career.
Thank you, Don.
From your standpoint, and hey, come see us.
I will.
Come see us over at City Field and say hello.
I will. Thank you, Don, very much.
All right, take care.
Don Mattingly, the legendary Don Mattingly. And it's amazing. I'm telling you, if you go to an event, and remember now, he hasn't played in a while, and they announce everybody, and then they announce Mattingly, and the place will go insane. It will still get, I mean, I've seen events when he and Gina are at the same event, and he will get a loud ovation. That's how the fans have an incredible feeling about him. That never wavered. And, you know, when he was the guy, and, you know, and there was a time when he was the best player in the league, no question about it, before his back went out. He was a great player, fielding, offense, batting average, home runs, everything. And it's remarkable how that has never wavered all these years. You know, you think about the year he played in the playoffs with Seattle, the home run he hit where the stadium went absolutely berserk. You know, remember the call from Gary Thorne about, you know, hold on to the roof. I think it was something like that. You know, so, I mean, it was unbelievable how loud it was. But remarkable appeal he had to the fans. It really was. 220, here's the Mink Man.